The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Hump Day Edition. Happy Wednesday to you, little buddy.
Happy hump day to you, Crudy. Thank you, Rich, working the board, working the phones, 844-967-2789 for our fair audience if you want to join this political party.
Well, Dominic, I got to admit, my disposition has been much better since, let's say, Sunday early afternoon.
I'm not used to this happy-go-lucky Crudy, man. Where's the annoyed, irritated Crudy, man? It's a little weird, I gotta be honest.
No, it's not. It's the true yeah. Crudy core. I'm a sunshiny optimist, Dom.
Yeah, you are now.
Well, often someone goes and wrecks it. Yeah. Particularly you. You've been there many, many years to wreck my good days. But let me tell you, it's going to be hard to do so. I'm still very much captivated by this turn of events, the stepping down of Joe Biden, one of the most unselfish political events in the history of my lifetime. I cannot remember anything that made me prouder of a politician, quite frankly. And then, of course, the ascension, the rapid ascension of VP Kamala Harris to the now position of the assumptive Democratic nominee. And Dom, it's interesting. I talked to our friend up at KTNF, we play up there at 6 o'clock each evening. They time shift us, as they say. Talk to Chad Larson, the owner of that station, one of the old Air America stations. I mean, Chad's kept it going. He's very much a ally in progressive talk radio. We, Chad and I and our friends down in Chicago at WCPT 820 AM, we've been in this together, battling in the upper Midwest for progressive talk. And spoke with Chad today, and he said, well, we were talking about vice presidential candidates, and I hope to get there with the audience as well today, 844-967-2789. But Chad's like, well, you know, she's going to lose, right? I said, are you freaking kidding me, Chad? What are you talking about? What's this doom talk? What's this naysaying? He said, well, of course, now, you know, the Democrats have replaced their candidate. This is an act of desperation. I said, no, it is not, sir. This is a stroke of genius. And the timing of this just stole all the thunder from the Republicans. So I obviously have taken a turn for the optimistic, Dom. And by the end of our brief conversation, we've got a commitment from our friends at KTNF, 950 AM, Minneapolis, Twin Cities. We are going to be their coverage, Dom, during the DNC week. We'll be in Chicago, but you can listen to us live all night long. And not only Chicago, but also Minneapolis. We're going to do the home city coverage. Very excited to be the anchors for WCPT, 820 AM in Chicago that week. And KTNF, 950 AM. And, of course, we'll be doing our normal show 4 to 6 p.m. for Civic Media. I know it's like 3 o'clock now. That hour, we're going to step aside, and our friend Maggie Dawn will be doing an admirable job. But we will be doing double duty, Dom. We'll be doing the greatest radio show ever from 4 to 6, and then live coverage all across the Midwest as only the devil's advocates can do it. So Chad is so fired up, man. He's like, yeah, let's lock it down. I got to get this thing. Let's get this coverage locked down. DNC. So he came away from our little conversation highly motivated, much more optimistic. He's like, I'm glad we talked. I'm like, I'm glad we did too, Chad. A, it's been too long. But B, come on, man. Join me in this enthusiasm. Also got to tell you, I was pretty enthusiastic at the Kamala Harris event yesterday. And this was her first speech history from like less than 100 feet away. I get to observe history. You know, I'm into that kind of stuff. It's what I'm into, Don. Puts a tingle up my leg. Yeah. So I got to go see Kamala Harris. But I also got to observe. I got to feel the room, the vibe.
Right.
And I had met a fine journalist, Emily Witt, at the New Yorker. And Emily had interviewed me yesterday. And, you know, a lot of stuff going on. A lot of downtime before the actual candidate comes up on the stage. The speechifying, much shorter than the waitifying. You know, you do a lot of waiting at those events. So, you know, I didn't make a big deal out of it. Hell, I was probably one of the many she interviewed. But this morning I get a phone call, and it was urgent. A fact checker from the New Yorker magazine wanted to speak to little old me. And so anyways, I get this call, and I had to call them back and confirm certain details before they went to print. And they were trying to get this thing to print. Right. You know, they had a deadline. Appreciate Would you that. Please yeah. call us back? So I did. And the first thing they wanted to clarify, can you please confirm that you were wearing a red badger hat at the event? And I said, I'm wearing one right now. I always wear one. If I'm not naked, I'm probably wearing a red badger hat or, you know, some other home state team. But I was wearing a red badger hat at the Kamala event. And then they asked me to clarify or, you know, verify the specific quotes that I gave to Emily Witt, the journalist. And I did so. But they got one little detail wrong, man. They didn't ask me about this detail. Devil's advocates. We've always thrown grammar out the window and thrown an extra S on there because there's two of us and we can't be the devil's advocate because who gets to be the advocate?
Right. Come on, man. Oh, man.
We've been loosey-goosey with apostrophes and S's in our show's name for 13 years now. We're not changing now.
The devil's apostrophe S advocates. Because there's two of us.
Plural.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
So they drop the additional S.
Greg. You should call him back and tell him to correct that, Crudy.
It's worth a Google. So the fine journalism of Emily Witt, a mood of optimism at Kamala Harris's first campaign stop, less than a week after the Republican National Convention took over Milwaukee, Harris spoke at a high school rally to a crowd of ebullient Democrat. Why she didn't just say exuberant, I don't know. I had to look it up, make sure. Anyways, she's smarter than I. That's why she's a journalist at the New Yorker, and I'm relegated to quoting myself out of the New Yorker.
Crudy, I have every confidence you will get your last name correct.
Well, Crudy isn't even my last name, as you well know. I bastardized that just for the sake of the audience. I saw someone on the text line recently. Crudy, will you stop talking about yourself in third party? I'm like, I know what I'm talking about. Dom knows. Follow along. Listen closer. On a drizzly Tuesday morning in a suburb of Milwaukee, 2 days after President Joe Biden's announcement that he would no longer be seeking re-election, Kamala Harris's supporters began arriving at West Ellis Central High School 2 hours early to see the presumptive candidate at her first campaign stop in the upended race, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Outside guests checked into pop-up tents advertising a Biden-Harris block party and still being bearing the URL of Joe Biden's suspended campaign. Inside, attendees took their seats in the bleachers of the gym, their apparel reflecting a broad coalition of party loyalists. They wore rainbow pride flags, baseball hats, construction helmets, and union vests, and t-shirts with images of Rosie the Riveter. There were women dressed in pearl necklaces and suits in signature pink and green of the Alpha Kappa Alpha, the sorority that Harris had pledged when she was a college student at Howard University. A man wore a sweatshirt that said, "Voting is my black job," a reference to Donald Trump's claim that immigrants are taking away black jobs. And the mood was joyous, verging on giddy. And that was just Crudy. It had been less than a week since the Republicans had concluded their convention in Milwaukee on a note of triumph and seeming invincibility. Donald Trump had survived an assassination attempt in what some of his followers were interpreting as an act of divine intervention. God's plan, Dom.
Yeah, God wanted to keep Donald Trump alive so he could get beat by a black woman for the presidency.
And Dom, if you'll recall, Biden had fallen ill with COVID amid calls for him to step down, and the Democratic Party had found itself at a political nadir. And the idea that only a few days later, fired up party members would be gathering for an exuberant rally in the same city had been unimaginable. Here's my quote, Dom, my first one. I get quoted
right,
a couple times here. I can verify the accuracy of the quote, if not the accuracy of the name of the radio show. The enthusiasm level in the state of Wisconsin went from a morgue to a state of celebration in 24 hours, Crute said. Michael Crute, the host of The Devil's Advocate, needs an S, a syndicated progressive talk radio program, told me as he waited in the rally to begin. Crute, who describes himself as a birdiecrat and wore a Wisconsin Badgers baseball cap, said the day before Harris' rally, he had seen his own show's listenership increase by more than 25% over the week before. Actually, it was closer to 50%. A lot of people care. A little bit more. The national response to the 59-year-old Harris becoming the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee had been immediate. The party's leadership and the nearest political rivals quickly endorsed her. And by Tuesday morning, she had earned the commitment of enough delegates to potentially secure the Democratic nomination. In 2 days, she had received more than $100 million in donations, 62% of which came from first-time donors. And according to her campaign, 58,000 volunteers signed up to stump for her. Beyonce gave her permission for the song Freedom to be played at the rallies. We played it yesterday and the day before, I believe, Dom. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. More Crudy, quoting Crudy on the other side from the New Yorker. A freshly published article. Emily Witt, the journalist. I, one of the many subjects. A mood of optimism at Kamala Harris's first campaign stop. I can tell you this. I got Chad sold. Chad Larson, KTNF, 9:50 a.m. We'll be doing live coverage of the DNC because it's the most important political convention of yours and Chad's lifetime. Stick around, more Devils.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your thoughts today at the political party line, 844-967-2789.
Dom, Emily Witt at the New Yorker interviewed me yesterday and others, I suspect, because she does quote other people. But I did get a fact-checking from the New Yorker staff, and I told them I find this to be a very good policy. Probably cuts down on the defamation lawsuit. Maybe Fox News should look into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be redundant. I'm going to give you my first quote, and then we'll move on to my further quote at the New Yorker. I've never been in the New Yorker, so I appreciate if the audience is sticking around while being a little self-indulgent. You know, someday the grandkids are going to say, what did Papa Crudy do? Well, you know, he got real excited in the New Yorker one time. The enthusiasm level in the state of Wisconsin went from a morgue to a state of celebration in 24 hours. Michael Crute, the host of the Devil's Advocates, he syndicated, easy for me to say, maybe I shouldn't be, progressive talk radio program told me as he waited for the rally to begin. Again, they described me as a birdiecrat because that's what I call myself. I was wearing a red badger hat and I'm wearing the same one today. It was cleaner then than it is today because today it's one more day worn. Only gets washed maybe once a week. And then there's more. You know, she quotes me further. Very nice of her. In a swing state with a razor-thin margin of electoral victory in 2020, Biden edged out Trump by less than 21,000 votes. Changes in mood can be enough to alter an election. Harris is what we've been waiting for, Crudy said. I feel great about the fact that she probably picked up 20,000 vote margin in one day. That's how enthusiastic I am, Dom. I think she has turned the entire race on its head in the state of Wisconsin. When 21,000 votes can affect, Dom, I'm seeing that sort of surge in enthusiasm just percolating up amongst our audience members. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a big deal.
The enthusiasm, the money continues to roll in also. I saw today that Harris has raised $126 million since Sunday. I'm assuming these are the smaller donors, since we all already know about $100, $150 million has been pledged already on bigger donor numbers. But Crudy, I'll jump in here from the New Yorker. In the gym, expressions of optimism were abound. Dacia Smith Jenkins, who is a 30-year-old owner of a small multimedia company and member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, wore an apple green suit and green and white Nikes. She attended the rally with her father and described the change in outlook since the end of the RNC downtown the week before as a 180. I literally felt an energy shift. We were living under a funk for quite some time. A local volunteer, a Democratic organizer in his 70s named Keith Schmitz.
Our buddy Keith.
Yeah, man. Who stepped in from the rain wearing a blue plastic raincoat. He described himself as elated and relieved that the party had unified around a candidate so quickly. He referenced the 1924 Democratic Convention at Madison Square Garden, when delegates met for 16 consecutive days, cast more than 100 ballots before finally choosing a candidate. We don't want that kind of mess, he said.
Was Keith at that convention?
When I was there, his friend Anna Marie Trost mentioned that even her 30-year-old daughter was expressing enthusiasm. This has been hard for her, even the first time, Trost says. She said, they're so old, Mom. They're so old. She's so much more excited now. Now they've got the old guy, and we've got someone who's got a 5 in front of her age, Schmitz said. I can attest, my daughter as well. She wasn't the only one. They're so old. They're so old. I've heard that from the younger voters as well. Now, Crudy, the rally had originally been planned as a vice presidential campaign appearance, but the change in circumstances had brought about a last-minute venue switch, and details about it were going to be held had been sent out late night before.
Now, I didn't get confirmation of the rally until 10:34 p.m., and I had signed up both as a journalist and as a Democratic supporter just to see which one spit out first. They actually told the supporters before the journalist where to go.
Oh, okay. The lack of campaign paraphernalia was noticeable, although a few rally goers had improvised. Someone had printed, "Yes, we can," on printer paper. One woman had scribbled, "Madam President Kamala Harris," in black marker on a white T-shirt. A man in the bleachers was wearing an Obama 08 shirt, but a rare glimpse of Biden's name in the crowd turned out to be a campaign lawn sign that had been folded in half to make a Harris sign. There would be several references in speeches that afternoon to the president's selflessness and patriotism for leaving the race. But if the Wisconsin crowd was any indication, the average Democrat is ready to forget Biden's bad summer and very ready to move on. By the time the national anthem was sung, a crowd of more than 3,000 people had filled the bleachers and official campaign signs had arrived. The signs were navy and white and said Kamala in sans serif font on one side and USA on the other.
I thought it was more like an Arial font, Dom, but please continue. They probably fact-checked that.
Yeah. Good for the New Yorker. The crowd did the wave. They danced to a soundtrack of Janet Jackson and Stevie Wonder. They fanned themselves with the signs in the muggy gym and chanted, Kamala, Kamala. Now, Harris was introduced by a full entourage of Wisconsin Republicans. You know, guys, you know me, and I don't get wound up about much, the bespectacled Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin, said in his flat Midwestern accent. But on the Tony Evers excitement scale that goes from holy mackerel and maxes out at, heck yes, I am jazzed as hell to be welcoming our next Democratic nominee to Wisconsin, Vice President Kamala Harris. I was the most excited I've seen Tony in a long time.
You know, we've got sound of Tony Evers on the Morning Joe. We'll play that later in the show. You got to stick around, though. Please continue, though.
Senator Baldwin, facing re-election challenge from Eric Hovde, was greeted by the assembled Democrats with a sustained roar. The state politician's speeches indicated the themes that the party would be pushing around Harris's candidacy, her background as a prosecutor and later as Attorney General of California, her support of reproductive rights. The Heritage Foundation's 2025 presidential transition project was mentioned several times as a playbook of the future should Trump win the presidency. If you haven't seen it, Google Project 2025. Look it up when you get home and send it on to others. Evers told the crowd, it's extraordinary, extraordinarily horrible. And we all know that they'll work hard to enact a national abortion ban.
At the New Yorker piece that Emily Witt authored, and I was quoted, thank you, Emily, here's how she concludes. From the Kamala Harris speech yesterday, do you believe in the promise of America? And are we ready to fight for it? And when we fight, the audience responded, we win! We win, Harris said. And for the first time in weeks, a large group of Democrats seemed convinced that it might actually be true.
Yeah, it might actually be true.
I believe that we will win. I believe that you should stick around. Only 3 hours a day, Devil's Advocates. It's not much.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
When you wake up, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a hump day edition. Back to the studio, Dom. You know, if a presidential candidate's not dropping out or showing up in my backyard, it's just hard to get pumped up for the show, you know.
Oh, I'm sure it was pretty easy, at least for the first couple of segments there, Crudy, since you were able to talk about yourself.
Well, that always makes it a better show for me, at least.
Yeah.
Less so for the audience.
First time quoted in the New Yorker, Crudy. That's well done. And you do. I can attest, you do often wear the red badger's hat.
And advocates, will ask them the next time they quote me to please add Ness to the name of the radio show. Greatest ever, some say. You know, that is what they should have quoted me on, greatest radio show ever. And then when they did a fact check, absolutely true.
Absolutely.
Governor Tony.
It's been pulling a fact that is totally true. Just ask me.
Governor Tony Evers was at the big rally. And, you know, he got a little bit of mileage, kind of went mini viral for his whole sentiment about, you know, I go from holy mackerel to something hack, and I'm jazzed as hell, said Tony about the Kamala Harris. But reportedly, just a few days earlier, he was emotional in describing his relationship with Joe Biden, the candidate that had stepped down. And Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin, the Democratic governor, had been the one when Joe Biden came running to Madison that, you know, technically was there to embrace him on the stage. Well, Tony Evers got up early and put a little caffeine in my coffee this morning, Dom. I actually had coffee. That's a rarity. Now, the bartender put a little whiskey in my coffee. Irish coffee, they call that. In honor of Joe Biden. But we got some sound of Tony from the morning show.
How Van Orden are you, man? What time was the Irish coffee, the whiskey coffee? This morning,
Dom, as I mentioned to you, I got a phone call saying I needed to leave my house in 15 minutes. There was some work that was going to be executed at the house and get out. So I ran over to a coffee shop. And whenever I find myself there, you know, some people are there to get work done. I less so.
When in Rome.
Well, I don't like coffee without a little something for a kicker in there. Yeah, I'm not a coffee guy. You know me and my racist Diet
Mountain
Dew.
You and your JD Vance Mountain Dew.
Maybe it's in honor of Alpha Kappa Alpha, Dom. You know, the vice president addressed one of the Divine Nine sororities. She was a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha, like the attendee at the rally, and lime green, like the Diet Mountain Dew is their color. Did you know that?
I read the reporting already today from the New Yorker, so I was informed. They're wearing matching Nikes, if I recall. The Tony Evers excitement scale. Holy mackerel maxes out at heck yes, but he was jazzed as hell, man. That's like turning it up to 11.
This is Spinal Tap. You know, they're making a redo Spinal Tap. Tony Evers might play drummer in that. So let's hear from the governor of the great state of Wisconsin. You know, they're often replacing the drummers in Spinal Tap, right?
They keep dying, yes.
Here is Tony Evers on the morning show. I'm not casting any aspersions, just saying, you know, they need a drummer, Tony. Let's hear how Tony does getting them up early and giving them the coffee with or without the whiskey, like Crudy takes it. Tony Evers.
She did a great job yesterday. It was an extraordinary day. People were fired up. It was a large, large crowd. We couldn't put any more people in the room, over 3,000. And she hit the right notes. She talked about her background. She talked about making sure that we have good schools, good health, and good roads, good infrastructure. And she took on the former president too about his issues. And so I just was really pleased with what happened yesterday. Lots and lots of energy. This is going to be, we will win this. We will win in Wisconsin. She will win in Wisconsin and it come November 5th. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, if Tony believes it, why wouldn't I believe it, Dom? Of course I'm optimistic. If Tony's fired up, I'm fired up.
I mean, come on. Yes, but as we talked about yesterday off the show, you know, everyone's optimistic until they're not. You know, he was a couple of weeks ago was optimistic about Joe Biden. You know what I mean?
Was he being a good soldier?
My point exactly. Does it matter? Because that's the point. You're supposed to support the boss or the head of the party, whatever the case may be.
Some never learn that.
I do take it with all those kinds of things, with a little grain of salt. But this, the energy is palpable, man. It's real. You can feel it. You can, and it's not just on the Democratic side. There's serious concern, and the reaction from the megas is typical. I always say, you know, when the stress comes, when the hardship comes, when the curveballs come, and how you react is a sense of character. How do you address the challenges? Well, what are they doing? Oh, she's the DEI. Oh, she's dumb. She's got no record. All those kinds of things. And even the leadership, even as Speaker Mike Johnson is trying to tamp that down, they can't help themselves. That's their go-to. And they're testing out comma inflation and all these.
Comma-flation.
They got nothing. They got nothing. They are even now, all these hours later, several days later, they haven't solidified around anything that's not a racist or misogynist message. Against Kamala Harris. So the leadership's trying to rein them in, but they can't.
They are the party of MAGA. Let's play one more. Tony Evers fired him up this morning on the morning show. You know, he's the caffeine in my coffee. Play it for the people.
Whether they're rural or urban in the state of Wisconsin, issues around making sure that we have good infrastructure, but good schools, good health care, all those things that that you know I mentioned earlier, those are rural issues, those are city issues. And so I think Kamala Harris has the right tone, the right energy around these issues. She's going to be talking about the future. Obviously, former President Trump is going to be fighting around what the heck happened when he was president and what he's been doing since, which God knows what that is. So it is a rural and urban issue. She will win Wisconsin focusing on infrastructure, making sure we have good roads, making sure that we have broadband for everybody, a positive view of the future. That's what she's going to bring to that. And whether you're a rural person in Wisconsin or an urban or suburban, those things are critically important.
Having clear stream access to the Devil's Advocates radio show or the podcast at any time, day or night, paramount to the voters of Wisconsin. Tony knows it. Everybody knows it, Dom.
She can also talk about the Infrastructure Act, the Inflation Reduction Act. These are things that are, you know, investing, you know, $1 trillion into infrastructure here in this country, badly needed, never got done under Trump. Remember, it was always Infrastructure Week under Trump. Give me 2 weeks and Trump will tell you what's going to happen, what the positive impact that his administration will have. Well, we're going to replace Obamacare in 2 weeks. It was always, you know, 2 weeks out. I just want to do one more quote from the Attorney General. I'm sorry, from the Vice President from yesterday. And I just love the theme. We heard it a little bit when she was talking to the campaign staff in Wilmington, Delaware. Here's what she said. As Attorney General for California, I took on one of the country's largest for-profit colleges that was scamming students. Donald Trump ran a for-profit college that scammed students. As a prosecutor, I specialized in cases involving sexual abuse. Well, Trump was found liable for committing sexual abuse. As Attorney General of California, I took on big Wall Street banks and held them accountable for fraud. Donald Trump was just found guilty of fraud on 34 counts. I took on perpetrators of violence, predators who abused women, fraudsters who had ripped off consumers, and cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say I know Donald Trump's type. I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. Yeah, we know their type. We know their type, and we see their type. We see their reaction when they have now a younger Kamala Harris, vice president, come into this race, and their gut reaction, the place they go to criticize, is not on policy per se. Now, sure, they'll try. They're trying to tie all the borders are. She's never a borders are. Well, they'll try some of those things, but it's really the default. She's dumb and she's DEI.
Well, the border czar part is going to be hard for her to shake because she was characterized, even though the Biden administration didn't call her that, a lot of news outlets did, including Axios. And Axios tried to draw distinction. No, she wasn't the border czar. And then the Trump team turns around and said, well, that's what Axios referred to her as in three different columns. So the mischaracterization of the press, I think, is going to be hard to distinguish.
Well, sure, but you can call me a 6'4" black man several times. It doesn't make it true.
Okay, but she did have an assignment from the Biden administration to look at the underlying root causes of the immigration, the caravans, all that stuff. And some press outlets called her the border czar. So when she says, oh, I'm not the border czar, it's hard to do that when the when it's already out of the bag. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's going to be a hard point for her to distinguish.
I think it's not as hard as you think it is.
Well, I think if we move forward and say, well, guess what? Now I'm the president. I'll be in charge of all border decisions. Up until now, I've been out there administrating what Joe Biden told me to do. And I can tell you, here are what I found to be the underlying causes. But that will be the attack. You're never going to clarify the point, man. You know that righties don't care about facts.
Well, right, I get
and
it,
if it's in print,
vote for her.
What's that?
I'm saying righties aren't going to vote for her. So that's not who
no. But the persuadable independents that are going to be misinformed on this topic, you know, it's going to be up to guys like you and I to draw a distinction. John from Milwaukee has a very pertinent and salient text on this point. People need more of an understanding of what Kamala's actual assignment for the border issue was, having to do more with finding the root causes of the crisis migration. She was never the border czar or in charge of the border. I hope civic media can help educate people about this. Well, I can only speak for Dom and Crudy, or at least Crudy, and I can tell you, I will try to draw a distinction. But again, there are credible news outlets that tagged her with that label, whether or not that was the intent of the Biden administration. So when you can Google it and it's out there and they labeled her as such, you're never going to get rid of that characterization in the minds of independents, the right, or anyone else, because reasonable people will Google it and see that that's what they called her.
PolitiFact came out with a report on this 7 hours ago. The ruling Republican National Committee said Biden appointed Harris to, quote, be his border czar to deal with illegal immigration. Harris was put in charge of stopping illegal immigration, unquote. Biden tasked Harris with addressing the root cause that drove migration to the United States. He did not task her with controlling who and how many people enter the southern border. That's Homeland Security's secretary's responsibility. Experts say that
Mayorkas, the one they want to impeach, but please continue.
Experts say that seeing the results of addressing root causes driving people out of Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, the violence, economic insecurity, and corruption, that takes time. The statements contain an element of truth, but ignores critical facts that would give a different impression. We rate it mostly false, according to PolitiFact.
Again, when there is an element of truth, it's hard to dissuade those that want to be convinced, right? There's bias there. So I don't know that we'll ever win this argument with righties, Tom. I mean, hell, we've already fought this argument with some of our callers. They're not going to be persuaded on this. Llama was persuaded. Llama texted in. I listened to Kamala's speech yesterday. One of the best speeches I have ever heard. She's ready to put the gloves on and knock Trump the F out. Oh, I absolutely think so. So, doesn't matter what her role was. I mean, I know that's what the right's going to try and cast her as. She was the border czar. She's the this and the that and the border czar. But guess what? Now she's the presidential candidate. Now she's the top of the ticket. And now, if we vote for her in sufficient numbers, she gets to set the border policy. And I would say, you know what? I can't tell you what my role was in the last job because I was working for somebody else. But right now, I'm looking to work for you, the American people, and I will do what is necessary. And wasn't it you, Mr. Trump, that killed the last bill? Didn't you call up? I mean, that nuance
killed
you
the last bipartisan Senate bill. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And that was, they would have signed that under Trump. Well, they did do it for political reasons under Biden.
Of course not. Come back with us. We'll keep drawing nuance, splitting infinitives, and clarifying. We try to get it right. 844-967-2789. Always welcoming your phone calls.
When they go low, we get high.
Here we go.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now we're going to tell you a little story here about the way we like to party. Take you on a trip. Hit it.
Woo. And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The political party line is open for your take. Hit us up, talk, or text 844-967-2789.
Dominic, sad news for Elon Musk. Tesla crashing in the markets today. Apparently their profit down 45%.
Oof. That's the second quarter in a row.
His promise to fund Trump to the tune of $45 million a month. I see he also pulled back on that a day before the new earnings statements and the stock reduction of 12% today in the markets. Worst day in the markets today since 2022. Thank you, Tesla. Thank you, Google. They were down like 5%, but Tesla down 12%. Some rich people getting less rich today. Not my problem.
I'm sure they'll be able to pay the cable bill, man.
You know, there are alternative electric cars. I met a kid who works for Rivian. Very excited. Tanner. Had Tanner on the show briefly.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Rivian guy, Dom. So there are alternative electric cars.
Ford's got the Mustang is all electric now. Lots of hybrids out there. Lots of full electric vehicles rolling out. Yeah, there's lots of options.
Did I see, was it yesterday or the day before, the hottest day in the history of the planet Earth?
Only hotter than the last record, which was the day before that.
Supposed to be warm all week, Dom. Maybe we should all consider doing something. Voting against drill, baby, drill. I mean, think about the policy choices that Trump and these Republicans. Think what they favor. He hates windmills. There's a guy standing outside the Kamala Harris rally, a Trump guy, big flag. You know, they always got a flag, Dom. Somehow they like to fly that freak flag with the Trump on it. Good luck getting home with your EV cars, he's telling the people as they're leaving. Hope you got enough electric to get yourself home. I'm thinking most of these people came from down the road, man. You know, the vast majority of trips are within the range of an electric vehicle. You probably came in your coal roller, man, getting about 12 bucks a 12 miles to a gallon.
Well, and again, it's just the gaslighting, because this country has never produced as much oil and gas refined
as we do
right now under the Biden administration ever. So, yeah, hey, you know, big Green New Deal, build, drill, baby, drill. What, you're going to beat the current record under this administration? So, you know, but again, facts don't matter. They're not going to matter about what the U.S.'s output of oil and petroleum products won't matter what Kamala Harris's role was in evaluating the border crisis, those things won't matter because all they hear is what they want to hear from their cult of personality. And if Trump says jump, they ask how high. 844-967-2789. Let's get to some of the callers. Wisco Paul, happy hump day, man. You're up. What do you got for us?
Hey, Wisco.
Hey, happy hump day to you guys. Hey, I got a hybrid. It's totally awesome, by the way. Hey, Crudy, I'm still giving you kudos or whatever for calling the Kamala Harris thing. It's just a totally awesome. And I did hear a good one today. Well, it was texted to me. They had had Biden there, and they call him rope-a-dope. Back when Muhammad Ali did it to, I think it was George Foreman. So that's what they're
rope-a-dope. The Biden rope-a-dope, so. He just let Trump wear himself out at the RNC, just flailing from the stage, 93-minute speech.
That's correct.
And then you tag in a new opponent. It's like the old WWE days. You wear the first guy out and you tag in somebody new.
Yeah, rope-a-dope. Well, Trump certainly is a dope. But I thought that was really cool. They should have a bumper sticker, I guess. But anyway, Crudy, you called it. Totally awesome on your part. And you guys have a great day, and hybrids are really cool. Bye.
I'm having great day after great day of late, Tom.
Yeah, right. Last few days.
Been on a roll these last few days. And you know what makes me the most excited?
What's that?
The audience. That people care. That people, not me, because, you know, I'm one vote. I'm literally one vote. But when I see the audience cares, man, when people are tuning in, engaging in this political cycle, and so many of them, I mean, they were grudgingly doing their best, man, but they were gritting their teeth. They didn't feel it and turning out the base. And, you know, people wonder, why do I preach to the choir, Dom? Because I want them to sing. I want them to sing. Here's what you should do. Find human beings that listen to this radio show. A, pat yourselves on the back for having excellent taste.
Well done.
And then B, tell some people about us. Tell some of your friends, and they can tell some of their friends, because you shouldn't keep us a secret. You know, when you're feeling good about something, you should tell everybody. So we should see a 25% increase in audience each and every day from here to the horizon, Dom. Okay. Here till Election Day. And we will see the glorious election, the blue wave that I predicted. If Joe would just do the patriotic thing, the selfless thing, and Joe did his part, and the American people overwhelmingly doing their part. The Kamala financial windfall has been huge. She's up to like 134 million, I believe, just in small money donors. And like 60% of them had never given money during this campaign cycle. So these are newly inspired people.
Well, again.
Again, Dom, I know I used this earlier this week, but I love it when a plan comes together. A National Tequila Day. I know what your plans are going to be later, fella.
Hey, happy National Tequila Day, everyone.
And the rest of you, I hope you plan on sticking around. We got a happy hour. We got a happier happy hour. I mean, tequila's half off. Come back.
And we have our friend Angela Lang from Black Leaders Organizing for Community. She's going to join us at 4:30. You come back as well, 844-967-2789.
And new sound of Kamala Harris. You haven't heard that yet, I bet.